Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I'm so glad you joined me today. I so look forward to these times that we share together. And I have been ministering on a message that I started on Monday entitled, Our Need for Renewal. And beloved, that's something we need in our everyday Christian walk. It's not just a scripture that applies to our born-again experience, although that certainly is very true. We need constantly to be renewed because we live, as I said previously, we are in enemy territory. The devil owns this world. Jesus has conquered him. He has allowed us, if we will walk in that authority, that delegated authority He has given us, we can put the enemy under our feet. But this world and the full control of the evil one will not be brought under God's total dominion until the Lord comes. And then we know Satan, his demons will be chained for 1,000 years and put in that bottomless pit. So, beloved, but right now we are in a warfare. And I've just been burdened that many of you listening are just so tired, tired physically, tired mentally, tired emotionally. This last year has been very demanding in terms of personal decisions I've needed to make, and also on behalf of the ministry regarding the move that I've made here to Caldwell. And so I was sharing with someone that I was out pulling weeds, and I was just reflecting how much I enjoyed that because I didn't have to think and I didn't have to make any decisions. It was just, you know, physically active. That was therapy. Sometimes, in fact, I was told years ago I had a naturopath, and it's like one of my issues, beloved, is that I'm so busy, is really taking time to rest. Every one of us needs a Sabbath day of rest. That Sabbath principle is very important. And he told me, he said, you need 3 hobbies. So I thought, one of them, well, I did some gardening and I did some bicycling and went to an exercise class. So that helped a little bit. Beloved, we need to take time away from the demands of this world. And I know times are so dark, yet that's why we have to keep in good shape. It's not that we're being derelict regarding our responsibilities. You have to be in good condition mentally, spiritually, physically, or there will be repercussions. And I know that in my own life. When I don't do the things that I know to do, I'm affected spiritually, mentally. I get weary, get burned out, and that's not God's will for us. He doesn't want a roller coaster up and down. So this series, this message, on our need for renewal is based on that scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And as we looked at that in preceding broadcast, that is not just a recommendation or suggestion. It's a command. It's in the imperative. But so, regarding renewing of our mind, number one, it's our duty, but secondly, it's a means of transforming our lives. Wouldn't you like that? How would you like a transformed life? In the spirit, I can see a lot of you smiling. Well, Romans 12, 1 and 2, what does that say? I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, and pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. What do we find in this passage of Scripture? There's so much He's pleading with us, Paul is. He's urging, he's beseeching, he's begging us, if you will, by the mercy of God, by his grace, that we would do a couple things. That we would present our bodies, which are a living sacrifice. And you know what? If we present our bodies, well, that's going to take the rest of us. Well, perhaps not totally, because he goes on to say, and don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So there is a renewal that is necessary for us to prove what is not only the good will of God, the acceptable, but the very perfect will of God. And we do that by meditating on Scripture, spending time in the Word, spending time with the Lord in prayer. And so it will have a transforming effect on our lives. So that's why this very first thing, as I said, there are four ways of Scripture renewal: renewal of the mind, of our strength, of our inner man or heart, and renewal of the Lord's work. This is the first that we've been looking at. It's not only our Christian duty, but it's a means, beloved, of transforming our lives. Now, let's go on to the second point I'd like to share with you. What does the Word say about renewal of strength? And that can be not just physical strength, but spiritual stamina and strength as well. And how can we do this? Well, by waiting on God. That beautiful passage, and I trust familiar, found in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." There's times we can run, and there's times we just have the strength for walking. You might be going through some tremendous trial right now, but you, beloved, you just keep on walking. If you wait on God, he promises that you won't faint. Praise God. "Even the young men shall grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Now let's look at spiritual fatigue. And this is an area I think that so many of us are prone to, especially if you really have a heart after the Lord. We need to be aware of it. Some, unfortunately, see it as a merit badge. How busy can you be? How full can your schedule be? How many events and things can you pack into your day planner? You know, many accept spiritual fatigue and heaviness as the norm for the day that we're living in. But, beloved, God knew very well when he gave the Holy Spirit the words to give to the various writers of the Word of God, he knew what the 21st century was going to be like. And those truths, those principles still apply. There are so many, and it's sorry to see that many Christians, they're moody, they're depressed, they're listless, they're heavy. Beloved, we cannot be victimized by the destructive trends of society around us. We have to allow that work of the Holy Spirit, that renewing of our mind, and the renewing of our spirit man, that inner man, is so important, renewing our strength. So we must see that God's rest awaits us amid all the life's trials and pressures that we might be facing. Even right now, you might say, "Sister Gladys, you don't know what I'm going through." No, I don't, but the Holy Spirit knows, and the Lord's promised he won't give you more than you can bear. You know, right now, I want to stop right now. I need to pray, because there are some, maybe not you, but some are listening that are just at the very end of their strength. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, I come, and Lord, I want to pray right now for those that are so pressured. They're going through such conflicts right now. And Father, I stand on that scripture. I pray that scripture, Hebrews 4:9. "Therefore, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." And Father, I pray that you will bring your beloved into that rest. Father, I take authority over the works of the enemy in their life, in the lives of loved ones, loved ones. And Lord, I ask for your resolution. I ask for your answers. I ask for your solutions. I ask you to make a way where there seems to be no way, that you will undertake by your mighty power. And Lord, everyone who's agreeing that has this need right now, I praise you that you will just flood your physical, mental, and emotional strength into them right now, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, that their being shall be charged by the power of God right now. And Lord, that weariness will begin to lift, and they will see that you truly have renewed their strength. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. The word of God goes on in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 11, to say, "Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." So, we, you know, doubt and unbelief, there's tremendous torment in that. There's always, I believe, a measure of fear that's connected with unbelief. That's just how the enemy works. And so we don't want torment. God doesn't want torment for us. Before renewal comes, there has to be rest. And so, beloved, there also remains a disciplining of the soul. The word of God says, David said, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." It's necessary for the natural carnal man to give over and to relinquish control to the spirit man. The natural man doesn't want to do that. There's a fight. There's a resistance. We don't want to do that in our flesh, but we need to get out of the bad and not rehearse it. Complaining, doubt, condemnation, that's the norm. And beloved, nothing wearies one more than engaging in these negative practices. Well, I want to stop right here. My time is quickly drawing to a close, and I do want to invite you to write. There's the support of ongoing agreeing prayer. And when I personally answer your letter, no one else reads or answers the mail. So I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. And also, I never mention finances, but I just trust the Lord to bring in what is necessary that we can remain on this station. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening and for joining me. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.